Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island.
Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, set your listening buddy to your side. And let's take three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels in Earth. It is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your Earth. It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about and focus on your feet. You place your feet in the sand. Do you feel the soft grains slip in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the sand support them. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. The warmth of the beach draws you in deeper. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug as you lie back slowly. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax and sink down into the safe, warm sand. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sand gently surround your arms as they sink slowly down. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the warm sand. And breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach will hold your shoulders gently and give you a nice, cozy hug. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the sand gently warms and cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and you relax even more. Warm sand covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Tricycle Trade. The little red tricycle slept peacefully in the garage. Slivers of sunshine snuck through the cracks of the large door. Then the door rumbled and rose. Trudy the tricycle relaxed in the warmth of the sunlight. Then something rolled past her. It was a bicycle with a bright purple bow on it, looking a little bit nervous. The little tricycle remembered how she felt when she first arrived in the garage. And so she decided to be the first to welcome the bicycle. "Hi, I'm Trudy," she said. "I'm Bing. Is this your garage?" the bicycle said. "Oh no, I just park here. I help the little girl roll down the driveway safely. Judging from that bow on your handlebars, I'm sure we'll find out who you will be helping pretty soon. Are you feeling excited? Trudy asked, beaming. Yes, Bing replied with a little smile. And I've been feeling a bit nervous. So much is different. I was on display in a quiet little shop. And then, suddenly I was picked up and set in a car. I've looked forward to finding a friend to play with for a while. It's just happening so fast. The little tricycle smiled reassuringly. She understood how it felt to move so suddenly and said, "When I'm nervous or worried, I take a deep dragon breath. It seems to help me. Do you want to try?" "Sure. How do you do it?" Bing asked. "Take a deep breath in and then breathe out slowly, pretending fire is coming out. Like this." "Now you try," Trudy said, encouraging the little bicycle. "Take a deep breath in and out." "Good. I'll take one more breath with you. Here we go. In and out." "Thanks. I do feel better," Bing said with a bigger and brighter smile. The tricycle smiled back, happy to help. Then the family came into the garage and exclaimed, "Happy birthday!" It was the little girl's birthday. Her mom rolled Bing over to her. The little girl's eyes opened wide, and she said, "Yes, I was hoping I would get a bicycle. I'm ready." And the family rolled the bicycle out to the driveway to help the little girl get started. Trudy knew that now Bing would feel more comfortable in his new home. She felt happy for her friend, and she felt a little sad too. The tricycle would miss helping the little girl. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Trudy looked around and saw the little boy looking at her. He was slowly wandering over to the tricycle when the little girl rolled Bing back in. The little girl smiled at her little brother and said, "I guess it's your turn to play with Trudy. Do you want me to show you how?" The little boy beamed at his big sister, and she hopped onto the tricycle seat. "You just pedal with your feet and steer with your hands," she said. "I had a lot of fun on this tricycle. I'm going to miss it, but now it's your turn." The little girl helped her little brother get on the tricycle, and then, ever so slowly, Trudy began to glide forward. The tricycle carefully rolled out of the garage. Her new passenger was a little wobbly, so she was extra cautious. The little girl cheered for her little brother as he slowly steered the tricycle in a circle. Then the little boy pedaled the tricycle back into the garage. With both the little tricycle and the bicycle back in their spots. The garage door rolled down and closed. Bing and Trudy relaxed in the dark garage. "Well, it's been a big day for both of us," Trudy said. "I'm sorry about the little girl," Bing said. "You must feel sad that she has moved on." "I feel guilty that she is playing with me now, especially when you have been so kind to me." "I do feel a little sad," Trudy said. "I also feel excited to help her brother get started. In a few years, he'll be ready for you as well, and then I'll help another little one." "I'm glad that you get to help the little girl. I know how much fun she is to play with." "Well, she seems to think of you fondly too. Maybe she'll still play with you in a different way. Who knows? Maybe the little boy and the little girl will practice riding together." "That would be fun," Trudy said. Then Trudy and Bing yawned. It had been a big day for both of them, and it was time for a nap. The little tricycle wished everyone well, thinking of all she had to be grateful for. Trudy was grateful to help Bing settle into his new home. She was happy to have helped the little girl, and she treasured every moment. Now the little tricycle was thankful to have the little boy to help for as long as she could. Knowing there would be more moments to treasure, the little tricycle squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. The little bicycle joined her as she took a deep dragon breath in and out. Trudy took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath. In and out. Both the tricycle and the bicycle fell asleep, dreaming of riding alongside each other and helping the children. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.